I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. This is Jazz Set in Surround Sound from NPR Music. This week, we're doing things a little differently. After 23 years and some 700 episodes, this is Jazz Set's final program. Joining me right now, the woman who's produced Jazz Set for its entire existence, Miss Becca Pulliam. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Dee Dee.
To celebrate, Becca, you pulled some of our favorite Jazz Set moments.
Yes, and we have so much music that we'll be playing excerpts, not full tunes, so you can hear more of all this great music that has been Jazz Set, first with Branford Marsalis as host, and then for a dozen years at least, Jazz Set with Dee Dee Bridgewater. And before you were the host, Dee Dee, you sang on more than one Jazz Set. You came from Paris. We recorded you at the Kennedy Center.
And I performed the repertoire from my Horace Silver CD, Love and Peace, a tribute to Horace Silver.
Let me introduce you to yourself. I believe you two have never really met. If you take a little time to get acquainted, you can settle all your differences, I bet. The two of you are related, don't you know? Won't you push hands and meet on common ground? Won't you make a slight attempt at understanding till a suitable arrangement can be found? Now, are you always fighting with yourself? There are ways that you can use to bridge the gap. If you take a little interest in a science, that will lead you down the road just like a map. So why don't you call a meeting with yourself? I believe you do it consequently fine. There's a meeting place where you can get together, and you find it in the center of your mind.
Ah, from my very first appearance on Jazz Set, I was accompanied by Thierry Eliez on piano, Hein Vandegein on bass, Andre Ceccarelli on drums. Well, I am here with Becca Pulliam, our producer, and we are reliving our favorite moments as we retire the show. Becca, you've recorded practically everybody. Tell me about some of the musicians that you've seen grow and change over the past two decades.
I'm thinking about Roy Hargrove at the Troy Savings Bank Theater. The place was packed. The sound was big. It was sort of like a stadium of its time, very old. During the sound check and between the sets and everything, Roy Hargrove was just in the back practicing. He had both this great youth and then he had totally mastered jazz. His band is Ron Blake on tenor, Peter Martin on piano, Rodney Whitaker on bass, Gregory Hutchinson on drums, all very young. I believe he introduces the number.
Before we go, I'd like to play a song that I just wrote for my parents. This is entitled Valera and Roy Allen. Thank you.
Now, there's one more thing.
Yeah.
At the end of that concert, there was an encore. And Roy brought Christian McBride from the Joshua Redman Band, which had been first that night, onto the stage to join Roy's band, and they played September in the Rain. Roy sang his chorus, as he's done many, many times, but I sort of think we might have the first recording of his vocal.
Ooh. In September, in the rain, the sun went out just like a dying ember. That September, in the rain, every word I heard you whisper. The raindrops seemed to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That September. Tumbling down, do you remember? In September, in the rain, sun went out just like a dying ember. That September, in the rain, through every word of love I heard. The raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That September in the rain. Shoo-ba-da-flap, shoot all the woodland.
I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. This is Jazz Set from NPR Music.
Kenny Drew Jr. We're hearing him right now, solo piano. WBGO is in Newark, New Jersey. That's where we produce Jazz Set. And Kenny Drew Jr. was part of the Newark Jazz Festival in the fall, sometime in the 90s. There was a string of really good jazz festivals in Newark. We went to record him there, and he came as a surprise to me. Even though he had a CD and another one coming, he's a low-profile man, and he turned out to be a high-concept player, as you'll hear. Thank you. We're fading out of this piece by Kenny Drew Jr. because there's damage to the original tape. At the very end, there's this noise. The music is fragile, and we'll have to figure out a way to save the music.
The late Kenny Drew Jr. at the Newark Jazz Festival in 1993. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, and this is Jazz Set. We're closing the books here, and to celebrate the show's history, we have here in the studio the lady who built the show, I'd like to say from the ground up, Becca Pulliam.
Hello, Becca. It's Branford, interrupting the program to say hello and to congratulate you for your 2 decades of service to Jazzet. I had a great time during my 10 years working with you. Thank you for everything that you did as producer of the show. Thanks for your tireless research, many of those years before the advent of HTML and web browsers. Thank you for correcting my diction. I speak well on radio because of you. Some say too well. For instance, I no longer pronounce Williams as Williams, even though you have learned, much to your horror, that everybody else in the country does. In my travels, I often meet musicians for the first time, and they are always thanking me for putting them on Jazzet. I tell them that they should thank Becca Pulliam, the lightning bolt of the Midwest. I'm sure you're off to bigger and better things, but you have had a profound effect on all associated with the Jazzet family. I love you, we love you, and look forward to seeing you soon.
What's next, Becca?
Joe Williams.
Okay.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours brought the sunshine and flowers. Where there used to be rain, my yesterdays were blue, dear. Today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear, 'cause you told me you're mine. What a difference a day made. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, one thrilling kiss. It's heaven when you find romance on your menu. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. What a difference a day made, and it's you. What a difference a day made. 24 little hours brought sunshine and flowers. When there gets to be rain, my yesterdays were oh so blue, dear. But today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through since you told me you're my oh, baby, what a difference a day made. Here's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since the moment of this one thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh. Hey, what a difference a day made, and it's you. Ba-da-boo! What a difference a day made, 24 little hours. Brought sunlit flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterdays were oh so blue, dear, but today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through since you told me you're mine. Oh, baby, what a difference a day made. There's a rainbow before me. Says love can be stormy since a moment of bliss, one thrilling kiss. Heaven when you find romance on your menu. Oh baby, oh baby, oh baby. What a difference it made, and it's you. What a difference that they made to me. It's you. Ooh.
Joe Williams is swinging on Jazz Set.
Gary King.
Joe Williams, Norman Simmons on piano, Henry Johnson on guitar, Larry Gray on bass, Garrett King on drums. Did you know Joe Williams?
Joe Williams was a wonderful man. He was part of that old school of jazz musicians, very debonair. He always dressed very sharp.
After this show aired, I was at work at WBGO in Newark, and I was paged, and the caller turned out to be Joe Williams. I had never met him, and he called to say he'd enjoyed the show. It was so well edited. And I knew he'd listened. I want you to know that the editor, of course, was Duke Marcos, who made all these things happen.
Do you remember our phrase for Duke? When we would record the sessions, we would always say, "Dukealicious, take two." That's Duke Marcos. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. This is Jazz Set from NPR Music. Becca, can you tell me about some of your most vivid memories of Jazz Set recordings?
If Jazz Set was going to be on NPR and we knew that jazz was all over the country, then our job was to get there. All these festivals were so friendly and brought us. Pasadena Jazz Festival, the Iowa City Jazz Festival on the 4th of July, the Telluride Jazz Festival up in the mountain. Of course, Montreux, Detroit, and Detroit. We just heard Joe Williams. And another one, Mount Hood. Really great mountain up there in the Cascades in the Northwest near Portland. This is a very special set where Chick Corea joined Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. Bela on banjo, Jeff Coffin on sax, Future Man on the drumitar, and his brother Victor Wooten on bass. Thank you. Want to hear something else? Here's Dave Holland. He had a new band at the time, which has just grown since then to become a great band with some personnel differences. Chris Potter on soprano saxophone, Robin Eubanks on trombone, Billy Kilson on drums, and Steve Nelson on vibes. Dave Holland's new group, 1998 Mount Hood.
So, Becca, what are we listening to here?
Well, this is early Kurt Elling. He had Lawrence Hobgood on piano and Derek Oles on bass and Herb Graham Jr. on drums.
Right on, welcome to Sunny Sky.
That was sort of early afternoon or late morning. I remember the sun coming up feeling.
I hope you don't mind if I made a couple of calls and tried to get rid of all that cloud overcast stuff before. I'm hoping that the festival will reimburse me for the phone call I made from the airplane. You know, trying to do my part. Thanks for swinging up to see with us. Hope you have a good time.
April in Paris. Chestnuts in Los Angeles. Said face to face. I never knew my heart could sing. Never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to my heart?
Another set from Mount Hood just was such a beautiful idea, and it worked so well. There was a little building on the campus. It was an art studio with easels and canvas and paints. And into that building, they brought the violinist, John Blake Jr. Duke Marcos set up a little portable recorder, and the sound is so beautiful.
Thank you.
That's John Blake Jr. on violin. While we were planning this program, we learned that Blake had died. He was 67 years young. In Mount Hood, he was joined by Sumi Tanuka, piano, Stefan Harris, vibes, Boris Kosloff, bass, and John's son, Jonathan Blake, on drums.
Boris Kosloff from the John Blake Band arranged the next piece I want to play, and it comes from New Year's Eve 2008 at the Jazz Standard. And Michael Bourne is the MC for this one.
And we're live at the Jazz Standard in New York. Up next is a blues from the album Blues and Roots. It's arranged by bassist Boris Kosloff and features a Mingus bass solo orchestrated for four horns, the Crying Blues.
Thank you.
The Mingus Big Band, live on New Year's Eve 2008 at the Jazz Standard in New York.
In the Mingus Big Band, little band inside the big band, Kenny Rampton on trumpet, Kumbwa Frank Lacey on trombone, Dave Kakoski on piano, Boris Koslov on bass, and Jeff Tane Watts on the drums.
That's a Duke Marcos recording that took home a Grammy for Best Large Jazz Ensemble Album. So, Becca, do you recall the live show feeling like a Grammy Award-winning performance?
Well, I heard it on the radio live, and I loved it, but I wasn't there. The producer that night at the Jazz Standard was executive producer of Jazz Set, Thurston Briscoe III. And the producer with him was Mark Schramm, great friend who's written a lot of wonderful scripts for Jazz Set.
I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set producer Becca Pulliam, and we're reliving highlights from Jazz Set's 23-year run.
Now, Dee Dee, you joined us in September and October of 2001, and I flew to Las Vegas went to your house and spent a couple days.
Yes, you
and
did.
We recorded the first program with Ginger Bruner at the Public Station in Las Vegas.
Exactly.
And the first show was pianist Eric Reed from Gracie Mansion in New York City. He played a set of Monk to open the 2001 JVC Jazz Festival. That's Eric Reed. About that same time, we started working with the Kennedy Center in Washington. One of the first concerts was Billy Taylor's 80th birthday party.
I remember that.
You were there. You sang a wonderful song. I'd love to hear a little bit of it right now.
If you really are concerned, then show it. If you really want to help, you can. If you lend a helping hand to struggling people right around you, you can make a different world. If you really are concerned, then speak up. You can demonstrate your point of view. But you've got to get involved with pressing problems closest to you. If you want to change this world, it's easy to sit on the sidelines to ask, what can one person do? But each person has something special to give, and no one can give it for you. If you really are concerned, then show it. If you really want to help, you can. But you'd better start right now by making changes while you're able, or your world will disappear. disappear. Are you the
Dr. Taylors, if you really are concerned, he asked me specifically to do that song and to learn that song because I didn't really know it. So it's very special.
That's our Ondidi Bridgewater singing a song by Billy Taylor for Dr. Billy Taylor for his 80th birthday party at the Kennedy Center. And whenever I saw him up until the 2000s, I would say, if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be working like this.
Dr. Taylor was really someone special throughout all of my life. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. This is Jazz Set from NPR Music.
Support for Jazz Set comes from the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. at kennedy-center.org/jazz. WBGO, the jazz source in Newark, New Jersey, offering a trip to Brazil, November 17th through 27th at wbgo.org/travel. Support for NPR comes from the Lemelson Foundation, committed to improving lives through invention in the U.S. and developing countries, on the web at lemelson.org.
Becca, what is this I'm hearing?
Now, from Newport Jazz Festival 2011, here's Miguel Zenon, a great voice on the alto saxophone, as you heard him on Jazz Set with Dee Dee Bridgewater. Miguel Zenon playing music from his album, Alma Adentro, popular songs from Puerto Rico. Great album. And he was at the Newport Jazz Festival with, and this is usually Dee Dee Bridgewater's role, with Luis Perdomo, Hans Klawischnig, and Henry Cole in his band. And then there was a woodwind section, and Guillermo Klein was conducting. Great set from Newport. Something I was really happy that we had for Jazz Set, thanks to WBGO and NPR Music. Dee Dee, one of my favorite moments ever is when you sang Four Women on Jazz Set.
Four Women, for me, really kind of represents Nina Simone. Nina's militance, Nina's stance on being African, the whole way that she made a stand about her African roots in the way that she dressed, in the way that she coiffed her hair. She just always was someone very, very special to me. Doing this song for women was always very emotional for me. I didn't do it a lot because in the end, I would really be angry. This was one of the rare moments that I performed it.
My skin is black. My arms are long. My hair is woolly. My back is strong. Strong enough to take the pain inflicted again and again. What do they call me? My name is Aunt Sarah. My name is Aunt Sarah. My hair is long between two worlds. I do belong. My father was rich and white. He forced my mother late one night. What do they call me? My thank you.
skin is brown. My manner is tough. I'll kill the first mother I see. My life has been rough. I'm awfully bitter these days because my parents were slaves. What do they call me? My name is Peaches. My name is Peaches.
My name is Aunt Sarah. Saffronia. My name is Sweet Thing. 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 My name is Pete.
Jazz Set host Dee Dee Bridgewater with Edsel Gomez, the arranger on piano, and the whole ensemble, Nina Simone's Four Women. After Four Women, it's hard to follow, and I chose the second movement of the Potential Energy Suite by Roy Haynes pianist Martin Bejarano. Martin won a New Jazz Works commission from Chamber Music America to write this piece, three movements for his trio, and the funding comes from the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, which also supports Jazz Set, and we thank them and all our funders.
From Symphony Space in New York City, we heard Transformation, the second movement from pianist Martin Bejarano's Potential Energy Suite. He was joined by Edward Perez, bass, and Ludovic Afonso, drums. The full suite aired on Jazz Set in April 2012 and lives on Jazz Set's website at jazzset.npr.org. Whew!
This is a lot, Becca.
It's been great. It's been absolutely so much fun.
I agree. For me, it was part of a beautiful long story with you and with NPR. It has been a highlight of my career, so I thank you.
You're so welcome. And my entire time I worked at WBGO, Jazz 88 in Newark, which is like home.
This is Jazz Set's send-off special. I'd like to thank our producer, Becca Pulliam, for joining me today. Thank you, Becca. Our recording engineer and technical director is Duke Marcos. Executive producer is Josh Jackson at WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, and WBGO.org. All of the engineer and artist credits for today's special are on the web at jazzset.npr.org. Thank you all for listening over the years. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, and as I've always said, please go out and listen to live music. God bless you.